Hey everyone. Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation, right here in your earbuds. Welcome to another awesome episode of Wake Up and Win. Now, we all know life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Work deadlines, family drama, that ever-present to-do list that seems to grow longer by the minute. It's enough to leave you feeling like a hamster on a wheel. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, something that can actually help you navigate all that chaos with more grace than energy? It's self-care, my friends. And let me tell you, it's not about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about taking intentional steps to nourish your mind, body, and soul. Because let's be real, how can we show up as our best selves in the world if we're running on empty? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize self-care and turn that inner critic into your biggest cheerleader. First things first. Know your needs. This isn't about following some generic self-care checklist. It's about getting in touch with what truly rejuvenates you. Do you crave a good book and a cup of tea, or maybe a power walk through the park? Think about what activities leave you feeling refreshed and energized. Maybe it's spending time in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, or simply having a quiet night in with your favorite movie. Second, schedule it in. Ever notice how easily things get crammed into our schedules? We prioritize work meetings, errands, social events, but when do we schedule time for ourselves? Make self-care non-negotiable. Block off time in your calendar just like you would any important appointment. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Third, boundaries are your best friend. Setting boundaries is crucial for protecting your energy and time. You don't have to be a people pleaser all the time. Learn to say no gracefully when necessary. Whether it's declining an extra project at work or saying no to that last minute social event, remember, you are allowed to prioritize your own well-being. Next up, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be some complicated meditation retreat. It's simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths throughout the day, savor that cup of coffee, or truly listen when someone is talking to you. These small moments of mindfulness can make a big difference. And finally, be kind to yourself. This is probably the most important one. You're a human, not a superhuman. You're going to have good days and bad days, wins and setbacks. Celebrate your victories, learn from your mistakes, and never stop showing yourself love and compassion. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to be constantly stressed out. She had a demanding job, a busy social life, and always felt like she was playing catch-up. She started neglecting her own needs, pushing herself to the limit, and feeling burnt out. One day, she realized something needed to change. She started incorporating some small self-care practices into her routine. Taking daily walks, setting aside time for reading, saying no to extra commitments, and practicing gratitude each night. Slowly but surely, she started feeling more energized, focused, and fulfilled. Her stress levels decreased, she felt more confident in herself, and she even had more energy to enjoy the things she loved. Sarah's story is a reminder that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Remember, you are worthy of love, care, and attention. Make time for yourself, prioritize your well-being, and watch as the magic unfolds. You deserve it. So, what's one small step you can take today to practice self-care? Maybe it's a few minutes of mindful breathing, a hot bath with some relaxing music, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Whatever it is, make it a priority and feel the difference. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to prioritize their own well-being. Let's spread the self-love. And until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.